The United Nations Refugee Agency says it is developing plans to help a number of Iraqi refugees now living in Saudi Arabia and Iran to return home. But agency officials warn that since not all areas of Iraq are safe, the unsupervised return of a large number of refugees could create further security problems. The UN Refugee Agency says more than 20,000 refugees have started to make their way back to Iraq from Jordan, Iran, Lebanon, and Dubai, with the majority of these being so-called spontaneous returns, people who are returning without assistance from anyone. But the agency's special envoy to Iraq, Dennis McNamara, warns that large-scale refugee returns at this time are not possible because Iraq still lacks the security and essential services to handle a large influx of people.
We're still not ready, and Iraq is not ready to receive large numbers of refugees. It's just economically not viable at this time to do that. The only way is to do it carefully, small scale, build up confidence, build up the services, make it work, and then go from there. It's a longer term approach that we need on this.
Mr. McNamara says the UN Refugee Agency, with the permission of the Coalition Provisional Authority, is planning to help some refugees return to parts of Iraq that are relatively safe. In the coming weeks, he says, several hundred Iraqi refugees now living on the Saudi border and some 50,000 women and children in Iran will be helped to return to southern Iraq around Basra, which is considered safe.
We have to return some of those people as a safety valve. If we don't, they are likely to return on their own without us in a disorderly way.
Mr. McNamara says the UN Refugee Agency has won assurances from Iran, which hosts the largest number of Iraqi refugees, about 200,000, not to force them to return home until conditions there stabilize. And the refugee agency official adds that once property disputes are settled for the 1 million Iraqis displaced inside the country, the agency will also offer assistance in helping them return home. Del Gavlak, VOA News, Geneva.